this holiday season, give her something she will remember, because the words I love you mean nothing without a hefty price tag. And what better place to spend your life savings than here at Real Deal Diamonds, where we cut out the Kimberly process in order to get our hands on the cheapest blood diamonds we could find. Forget about that 15-year-old Kongan boy that slaved in a mine to feed his family. We pass the savings on to you. Don't take our word for it. Here is a testimonial from a couple of our satisfied customers.
I couldn't recommend Real Deal Diamonds more. It saved me thousands on Beth's wedding ring.
Like, oh my god, right? Before we got married, I was all like, oh my god, if he proposes to me, I'll have to say no. Like, I have to start paying for all my drinks. But then I saw the ring and I was just like so big and shiny, I just had to say like, yeah, who could say no to that?
I love you, honey.
And I love my fat fucking ring.
So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and check out our extensive inventory on fat fucking rings today, Real Deal Diamonds. Because you can't get married without one.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast. Coming at you live. He said ball at 7:17. Oh, you started. WXRK 79.5 with John Cena. We're back and back. Oh, wait, this is the special one.
Episode 50.
Yeah, that's why you're making all the voices. Christmas special. Except for Christmas isn't all. We'll probably have more episodes before Christmas.
Yeah. A couple, maybe.
Who's listening? I don't even know, but you're there.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell listens to this podcast, so you should too. This is going to bug me. I'm going to just play with that water bottle.
Yeah. It feels so weird without headphones.
I know.
It's like weirding me out now.
Maybe we should get them. Just put them on with not, they're not plugged in. We're just like, y'all. Just.
Yeah!
This feels better already. Just cup your head. Your hands.
Normally I can, like, hear myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the sound quality's like, but,
it's looking like it's pretty spiky.
Well, that was because I was yelling.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
They can afford to have their eardrums blown out. Yeah. We've had it really quiet this entire time. We're probably the quietest podcast
probably
out there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one
quieter. I don't know how.
Except for those guys that, like, eat lettuce and... You know, in their mics. Have you seen those videos? It's really creepy. They have the same mic we do, and they're like on YouTube, and they film themselves like eating and like crunching stuff with their teeth, and like carrots or lettuce, and it's really weird.
Why?
I think it's because they want to like record the noise, and like it's like a cringe thing. People will listen to it and watch their videos, and like try to see how long they can keep watching or listening.
That's weird.
I mean, like, it's pretty gross. Like, once you actually, like, see them, like, and they're, like, inches away from the mic, so it's just like, and then it's all making all this noise, and you're like, ah!
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that.
Eating is so nasty, if you think about it.
It is weird.
It's like you just mix all this with, like, your saliva and shove it down your throat. It sits in your acid in your stomach, and it's like,
right.
It's weird, man.
Is it weirder than pooping?
I don't know. Pooping's like
satisfying.
A high, man. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. The release. Get them toxins out of your bod.
Yeah, you should have seen me when we got to the hotel. And I just went back. I went to Texas recently.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got there and it was like,
can I use your bathroom?
No. It was after the hotel. We stayed the night in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and said hi to Walter White and whatnot. And then we drove the rest of the way to Texas. We get to the auction place to pick up the trailer, and they had a really clean bathroom, surprisingly. So we're like, oh, dang, this is better than gas station bathrooms. Let's use it. So we get there, and I'm like, can I use your bathroom? And I go in, I pee, and then I come back out, and my dad finishes the forms and whatever. He's like, okay, can I use your bathroom? He goes in and pees. And then we go back to the trailer and everything, and I'm like, oh, crap, I need to poo now. So I'm like, I can't go back in and ask to use their bathroom again because they're going to think
that
it's
they
weird.
Know.
Yeah. They're like, what is he doing? Like, jerking off or something? So I go back, and after we hook up the trailer, my dad's like, hey, get out here and help me, because he only brought a couple of the tools that he needed to adjust it and stuff. And I was like, no, I need to sit down in the car, otherwise I'm going to poo my pants. So I sat in the car, we drive all the way to the gate, and I go back in, and I'm like, hey, I'm back to use your bathroom again, and just tried to make it all nonchalant. And I go in, and I destroyed it. And then I finish my business, and I go out, and I scurry on out without saying bye or anything. Yeah. My dad's like, has dirty hands and stuff, and he's like, okay, I'm going to go wash my hands now. So he goes back in,
No.
And he goes in to wash his hands, and I'm sure they thought we were so weird. We used the bathroom, like, twice each within, like, a 30-minute period.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then showering when I got back was nice. I showered today, but I just decided to wear a hat instead of doing my hair. So I got hat hair.
Yeah.
Yep. But Texas is only 10 degrees cooler than it is here right now.
Cooler, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or no, sorry. We're 10 degrees cooler.
Oh, okay.
They're 10 degrees.
But up here, it's 10 degrees cooler than in the valley, so we're 20 degrees cooler than Texas.
Okay, you are 20 degrees cooler than Texas. And you still don't have snow.
As a matter of fact.
Actually, we have a little bit of snow.
I bet Logan has more snow than this place.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me.
I need to go back and see, though.
Man.
I need to go back and see.
Normally, it's, like, covered in snow right now. There's nothing.
I want a snowboard so bad. I bought a pass and everything, and I haven't used it yet.
You want the board, or you want to go?
I want to go board.
Oh, okay.
But the only thing I used my pass for is, like, the discount they give us at Angie's restaurant. We go there, and we get 10% off. Which
but
is
like
not
is that
even
a restaurant
discount.
Up in like Snowbird?
No, it's in Logan.
Oh, okay.
It's the Beeve. We ski the Beeve. That was a famous thing to say back in whenever. Everybody knows about the Beeve. They used to get like car stickers and saying like something about like I ski the Beeve. And I guess it's supposed to stand for bush or something.
Yeah. Well, beaver.
Yeah. Snatch. So it was a famous resort for that.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
So I'm gonna ski the Beeve this year.
Beeve the ski.
Yep.
Skin the beaver.
You can hear our bong in the background.
Dude, you're gonna pass out.
Nobody's using it. It just hits itself. That's how good it is. It's an automatic bong.
It's a hot box machine.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
It's a... what do they call it? A humidifier?
Yeah. Gotta get my brew on. Well. Just listen to me make my coffee.
Okay. They need to know how anyway.
Yeah.
Chess. I need you to work.
Yes. I need you to work.
I need to figure out why the volume went weird with that.
Who the frick is this? Who is Sierra?
Sierra Buchanan?
I don't think so. I just imported a bunch of contacts from my old phone. I don't know who that is, so I'm
Sierra
just gonna,
Mist.
I'm going to go ahead and delete it. Who else can I delete off of here? That guy.
Oh, yes.
Megan. Who's Megan?
Megan Fox?
I hope.
You sly dog.
Oh, I know who that is. Yeah, I can delete it.
You sneaky goat.
So, where were we?
We were doing some things. Talking some shit.
I'm not good at that.
I'm only good at it when I'm driving.
That's pretty much it. The only time I really freak out at people is when I'm driving as well.
I almost got hit twice today, man.
Really?
People are insane.
We almost got hit once. My mom did. We were driving down. There was a school bus on our right trying to make a left-hand turn. And the guy on the other side of the school bus was trying to make a right-hand turn right in front of us.
Mm.
But he didn't see us coming up. because we were just coming along, like 30 miles an hour. And he, like, comes out right as I'm, like, there. So he's going to T-bone right into me, and he just stops in his truck. He's like, and my mom's like, jerks the steering wheel to the left. And I'm like, that was unnecessary. He stopped, and I shake my head and, like, hit it against the window. And it's just...
Exaggerate the
momentum. It was bad. So there's that.
You know, when I was on my driving test, getting my license, it was my license. You don't do driving tests for a permit, right?
For a permit, I don't even know. I should know this because my parents have a driving course.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyways, I was coming up to a stop. And as I was hitting the brake, she was, like, leaning forward, like, exaggerating it, like she's going to do, like, the whiplash thing. And I just did, like, a staggered stop, so she just, like, sat there, and then just, like, sat back and said, thanks for not giving me whiplash.
That's pretty good. Well, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of students that my dad drives that just suck.
Yeah.
I remember, the only thing I remember in my experience with the driver's ed is when we were doing the stupid, like... In driving in the parking lot with all the cones and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, car one, go to whatever one. Car two, go to two. And
do the eight.
Do this and then rotate when I say so on the megaphone. So he tells car two to leave, and I was like in car four or something like that. But we all watched car two idle through the fence. Just like... And into somebody's yard, and the driver's ed guy's like already talking to car three, and he turns around, and he's like, "Oh, stop, 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 stop!" And he goes over there and like tells her, "Don't put the brake." And then he's like, "Okay, you can just sit in the back this time." So the girl had to get out of the driver's seat, sit in the back seat, and change with the shotgun person. And then after that, it was just like the rest of the day. She was supposed to observe or something, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh." How could you be that bad, though? Like, just right. Idle through and like, like, you don't even, like, push the gas pedal or the brake. You just idled. I was expecting her to push the gas and, like, just rev it through, but no. She just let it idle through the fence. Like, it didn't go all the way through, but it definitely, like, it was in between the two posts. Yeah. So, like, the chain link fence was pushing up like this. It was I don't know what this car looked like after, but it was definitely scratched.
Well, I mean, it's a driver's ed car, so it's on its last leg.
Pretty much,
as it is.
They were pretty nice cars, in my opinion, but I don't know. The only thing I did bad on was the stupid parallel parking because I did parallel amazing at it.
Sucks.
I did amazing at it. They gave us like a I don't know like a 8 or 9 foot thing to do it, which is like the same size of the freaking car.
Yeah.
So it's a little difficult to do it in driver's ed. It's easier to do it in real life because you can judge and be like, hey, I can actually do this one.
Yeah.
And then you'll pull ahead and do it. But yeah, the only reason he docked me is because the parallel parking was right in front of his stupid watchtower thing with his megaphone. And I did the parallel parking, and he said that I hit the cone when I went too far back.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't. So I inched forward and got in the middle. But he said, you hit the cone, dock you. I'm like, whatever. I guess they have to dock us on something. We can't get a perfect score. Not to say that I'm a good driver, but... I mean, I am a Utah driver.
Yeah, right.
We complain about Utah drivers, yet we are one.
Yep.
I still consider myself better than what I observe on the road.
Yeah, I don't know. I've made my mistakes.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
Yeah.
One of the times when I was carpooling when we were going to UCAS, I picked up Nathan... Or I just dropped him off, one of the two. I think I just picked him up.
Because
it was early in the morning, it was snowing, and there was his cul-de-sac was covered in snow. So I pick him up, I flip around, and I start to go. And, like, I was only going, like, 25. But I was supposed to, like, turn left out of his cul-de-sac. And I started to turn left, my car just kept going forward, like, across the snow. You know how you can hear it, like, sliding on the snow, and it sounds kind of, like, peaceful. It's like, and I just go... And I bump into the curb just so slightly, and I'm like, oh, dang it. So I back up, and I look at my tire, because I had it turned to the left, and it hit the wheel.
Did it?
It just kind of scratched the hubcap.
But it didn't ruin the
axle
or anything.
The hubcap was fine. Yeah. It was good, though. But the worst was our stupid city engineer for the city of Alpine has like this personal vendetta against this certain hill that leads up to my house. It's the one that leads up from the four-way stop where the peppermint place is.
Oh, okay.
So not really a way you would go to my house. You come from the roundabout to my house.
Like the weird T.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So when you're coming down the hill, there used to be a stop sign right there at the bottom, and when you're coming up. But not... Actually, there was a three-way stop.
Oh, okay.
So there was stop signs for all three, and they were like, we need to prepare...
For snow.
For the future when there's development on the 4th Street, which there won't ever be because nobody wants to build houses in the horse field.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was his personal vendetta, is he wants to train us like monkeys to stop at that hill. And everybody started, like, crashing at that hill. Like, because there were stop signs, everybody was, like, going down it in the snow and, like, sliding into the curb. And I slid into the curb, and that's the one time I did dent the wheel.
Yeah, that's a pretty steep grade.
It's really steep.
Yeah.
And with snow and stuff, and you have to stop right there, that's nearly impossible. Yeah. You have to go, like, 5 miles an hour down the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they eventually took out those stop signs and slapped him on the hand and said, you suck, city engineer.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll get my revenge. And he decided to put in... a speed sign, so that like when you go down the hill, it flashes at you. You're going 25. Stop! Slow down!
And is that engineers? I thought that was like if people complain that people are going too fast, then like.
No, it's the city engineer. It's all his decision. I mean, I'm sure people can go to the city council meetings and complain and say, "Hey, like we want to put a sign in here for our deaf son, like deaf child in the area." You know,
like no, I mean, like the blinking ones. I thought
the
was,
blinking
like,
ones.
The police force that put those in or something.
Well, this one's like a permanent one.
It's yeah, like, there's one up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I think
it has like a solar panel on top, right?
That people were going too fast. Yeah.
So guess what people decided to do in protest of that? They decided to chuck rocks at it and break the solar panel. And they replace it, and I think they broke the solar panel again. And now it's just permanently broken, the solar panel. But it still works. They just decided they never replace
it.
They're like, oh, we're not replacing this again.
Yeah.
We're just going to see if it works. And the solar panel.
Well, they can just replace the batteries.
That too.
But
the solar panel still works, and it still flashes at you if you go over 25, and yeah.
What I don't like about them is it's like if it's set to 25, it blinks once you're going over 20.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually.
It's ridiculous.
It is true.
It drives me nuts.
It's like telling you you're going 20, 25.
You're going the speed limit! Watch out!
Yeah.
God.
So. Our stupid city engineer thinks we're monkeys.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know better than you. I caused the wrecks, and it's for our own safety. What a freak.
Yeah.
I wanna like, really involve myself with the city council in Logan, but at the same time, I don't want to take time out of my own schedule to do that. I feel like the college student should be represented at the city council meetings. But at the same time, they're not going to do anything. They're just going to flip us the bird and say, screw you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because, I mean, college students don't really
stick around
for years.
But we are, like, their entire economy.
The money pot, yeah.
We are their entire economy. And they treat us like garbage.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my uncle the other day about the problem that I have to move out because of the residential thing, saying, oh, you can't have more than 5 unrelated individuals living in the same household.
Yeah.
And he's like, I could see how that could be a good idea. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, to keep the area nice and whatever, blah, blah, family friendly. But at the same time, I'm like, they got to understand that they're 2 blocks away from a college campus. So I don't know if that goes into account for the housing and whatever they call it, pricing. What is it? The value of your house?
Equity or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that should definitely be considered because if you don't want college students in your area, you should move more than 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll get kicked out, and there's nothing we can do about it.
So they put in, like, a middle school in Draper, right on 13th East. It's like Draper Park Middle School or something. And they bought out all the people's houses there, like schools do. When they put a school up, they, like, tell people they're going to buy their property.
Yeah, so that they can
demolish their homes
and
build it up. Yeah. But this one, there's this one house that's on the school property. Like, they refused to sell their house. So the school, like, built around their house. Like, if a middle school was saying, we're going to build here, why would you keep your house at a middle school? Middle school kids are the worst human beings on the planet. They have no filter system, and they're, like, starting to understand things. You know, like, they can, I don't know, they're just nasty little shits, man. The clock will go away.
I know, I can't figure it out. I just thought I figured it out, but I didn't. Anyway, this phone is giving me crap.
Yeah.
My little brother's a high school student right now, so he went through his middle school stage, but he still acts like a middle schooler.
Yeah.
So he's definitely at that point where he's got to be angsty.
But he knows, like what, like, things he can and can't say, right? Like, he's got a filter system now, right? More so.
Like, for example? I don't know. Somewhat.
Like, he won't say anything that will get his ass kicked, right?
To my parents? Yeah, he does, still.
Like, to, like, just people.
Oh, general. People, no.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Well, yeah, there are some people out there that are just assholes.
Yeah, to the public, he's fine, but to my parents, he still talks back and whatever.
Oh.
He had to get his hair cut today, and he's trying to do this thing where he's, like, growing out just the top of his head. Like, really,
like,
really long.
Shaved sides?
But like, short sides for some reason. And he's got curly hair, but curlier than mine. Like, he looks like a... like a Jew, or like a, that should probably be cut off. He looks like a, I don't even know, man. He's just got really, really curly hair.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get it, like, long.
He's trying to go for that Hitler.
He's been pulling it down to, like, his mouth and, like.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't keep it like that. He just has it, like, sticking out like this.
Yeah.
But that's how the length of it. And I don't know what he's trying to do.
Huh.
He doesn't obviously know what he's trying to accomplish with his hair. He just wants it to be long.
Right.
Like. If you were to ask him, that's the most generic answer he could give you. I just want it to be longer.
Yeah.
I want it to be long. I'm growing it out.
Too.
Yeah, what
like
about
that's,
your
that's
stupid
like a
size?
Hitler look. To do
kind
like
of
shaved sides with like
a comb over?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have a comb over or straight hair, so I guess not quite Hitler, but.
A Jewish Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. I wonder how that would pan out. He's like Abe Adolf Linkler.
I thought Hitler's mom was Jewish, which would technically make him Jewish. I'd have to look into it, but I thought...
He was probably circumcised, too.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Family Guy clip? It was a short where Quentin Tarantino performs a circumcision.
Uh-uh.
He pulls out a katana, and he's like... and there's, like, all this blood everywhere.
Well, I heard somewhere that if you fall asleep on the set of a Tarantino film... They get like a 3-foot-long dildo and put it next to your face and take a picture and hang it up and frame it on a wall.
Probably.
And if you take it down, they blow it up and put it back on the wall. If you take it down again, they get shirts for everybody to wear it.
That's cool. If you fall asleep?
Yeah,
okay.
On the set.
I would purposely walk onto the set and fall asleep just so that I could... be part of that.
Be put on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, like, who's this kid? He's falling asleep in, like, the set, and they're like, does he work for soundstage, or does he work for makeup? What is he doing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it only applies to, like, actors, or it's probably everybody, I imagine. Yeah. I thought that was funny, though.
People want to know what's in the golden case. That's, like, the only question they ask him, and it's, like, an ongoing thing. He'll never say what it is, though. You know, from... Pulp Fiction, when he opens up the case and it's like, and you never see what's inside of it.
Yeah, we're happy.
I'm fine not knowing what it is.
Yeah, I just assumed it was cash.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything special.
Right.
It just has to be of high value.
Yeah. Yeah, I always just assumed it was cash.
Well, he opens it up and it's like a light. And he's like, there's a literal answer to what was in the case, and there's a figurative answer to what's in the case. I was watching an interview with him, and he's like, the literal answer is that it's a light bulb. Because it lights up John Travolta's face, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a gold light. And he's like, that's the literal answer, but the figurative answer, and he just went on this rant about like how he doesn't want to tell the audience.
Ambiguity.
Yeah. It was kind of funny, though. The literal answer is that the case has a light bulb in it.
Totally the golden plates, man.
Yeah, it probably was. So, there's that. It's like, I can't get through this case.
That's such a great movie.
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, I want to watch that now. That's a good one.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
I like how he comes up to me. He's like, this is your daddy's watch. Christopher Walken.
He hit his asshole.
And he died of dysentery. And when he died, he passed this watch along to me. And I hid it in my asshole for 6 months or something like yeah. that. Just get it to you. And he like hands it to him, and I'm just like, did you wash it first?
Right. Oh, man.
Because aren't they like war prisoners or something?
Yeah.
Korean War? Or what was it? I don't even remember. Vietnam. I think it was Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah.
Whatever it was.
Ugh, what a terrible war, man.
Like, so much has come to light about that.
I don't know what I feel about that. Like, it was a draft, so you can't... Like, you have to respect the people who fought, but it was such a just bullshit war, man.
Yeah, it really was. A lot of them are, though.
Yeah.
We find that out later.
Yeah. A lot of them. It's crazy. Like, I get why we went into Iraq.
Somewhat.
But we just made a power vacuum. Like, we didn't... There was no, like...
They wanted attention. We gave them attention, and now they're seeking more. Attention seeking. Had we just like...
It's not really though. It's like we just wanted to secure the oil.
I know that too.
That's what...
Yeah, but there's really so many memes shitty. About that. Oh, what? This country has oil? Interest. Sounds like they need freedom.
Right? Yeah.
America!
The U.S. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I probably did. But the U.S. has been at war for 80% of its existence.
Yeah. That's about like right. I believe gross. That. I definitely believe that. Because we started out with the Revolutionary War, Civil War, and etc. And there's very few years of peace in between all of it. We're at war right now, but nobody knows necessarily. We don't consider it, we're all at war.
Well, we haven't declared war since World War II.
Yeah.
The last country we declared war on was Romania in World War II. And it's just... You can thank Truman for that.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane, man. You're supposed to go to Congress to declare war, and we just go and do it now.
There's so much being done.
It's just over, like, there's no oversight from the public. It just goes, we're going to war.
I know, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I mentioned that I never personally have done anything to anyone.
Mm.
Like, I didn't say... Hey, let's go shoot up a bunch of Afghanis and Iraqis. And I mean, I didn't say that. You didn't say that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's just done. Yeah. So there's a lot of animosity towards Americans, and the American public isn't necessarily to blame.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah. We did put them in office.
That's true. And it's like even if you do care, what can you do about it? You know. We don't
exactly.
have power over anything.
We elect people that are supposed to represent us.
I mean, kind of.
But they don't represent us.
We kind of elect them.
I know, we don't even really elect them. They're kind of hand-picked, pretty
yeah.
chosen.
It's like if it's a red state, they just need to have an R next to their name, and they're the choice.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, it's better than waiting in line for food.
That's true. I would hate to live in the Depression.
Yeah.
Great Depression. Not so great.
Yeah, why'd they... That's such a, like, the infamous Depression
yeah.
would be a better name.
Why do we call it the Great
the
Depression?
Great Depression.
Great
builds
because
character.
I guess great was the vocabulary term for great has changed somewhat
yeah.
slightly.
Yeah.
Great as in vast
yeah, maybe,
or big.
Maybe great doesn't necessarily mean, like, beneficial.
Maybe it was great. Just, we loved it.
Yeah.
No, it's just the great, as in, like, grand, big,
yeah,
massive,
grandiose.
Massive. So, vocabulary is ever-changing.
Yeah, that's true. It's always evolving. Still not gonna use the fucking gender pronouns, though.
Like, I refuse to. I haven't used them for really anybody.
Ass.
And the people I do use it for, like, Kylie Jenner, or
yeah,
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, like...
I'll say both. Like depending on the situation, I'll say he or she. I don't
yeah.
know. It's just weird.
Yeah. I think if you're referring to them when they were a boy, is it okay to use he? Like,
back when he
not.
Was Bruce Jenner, like that.
I guess, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Should you say back when she was Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
No, it's weird.
I think it's all
yeah.
That's the free speech. Yeah, you were talking about it's being dismantled.
I think like legit transgender people, I'm okay with saying like legit pronouns. He, she, maybe even they, but they still kind of like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, there's a language here. Like it's, this is what they teach in school. You're fucking with it.
Exactly.
Like they, like, I don't know.
A lot of the videos and stuff I watch on, like, even feminism or, like, the hypocrite channels, or there's this guy called Baring, and he's really funny about the SJWs and everybody that's pushing that kind of agenda.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff I've seen on it is that it's them trying to, how did he word it? I'm not good at forming this kind of argument or wordage, but basically what they're trying to accomplish is playing the victim and trying to enforce or police us into a type of vocabulary that is subjective to them. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. It's very subjective. It's all about them when it shouldn't be.
That's what really fucking bugs
me. It's like, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
So you should be punished.
Right, yeah.
Okay, like, I didn't actively know that. Yeah. I didn't... If I was trying to hurt your feelings, I think you would know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, big deal.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah.
It's all subjective.
Yeah. I didn't hurt your feelings, you got your feelings hurt.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah.
But, like... That's what bugs me so bad about, like, the gender shit and feminism, is, like, they... Like, with feminism, it's like they... just, like, saying that... Like, by saying women need, like, special attention and, like, all this stuff, it's like... Like, you're still being separatist. You know, I thought you were about equality. But you're, like, saying that it's, like,
exactly.
You're enforcing it rather than helping the situation, you
you're,
know?
You're putting a wedge between us further.
Yeah.
You're driving a wedge.
Yes. You're, yeah. It's just, it's weird.
It's the same with Black Lives Matter and all those other groups as well.
Yeah.
That's why I can't stand behind them, because
no.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
It's none of them. It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I hate it. Yeah. But, oh, crap, you just said something that... Oh, yeah. So my roommate watched the Red Pill documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about it roughly a little bit?
Yeah.
He watched it because it's, like, on Amazon or something. He has an Amazon account logged into my TV. And he showed us a small clip of it. I've only seen chunks of it. I never have seen the full-length thing because on Showbox... Oh, I need to download that on this, too. Showbox, for some reason, I think some troll uploaded it because the video footage is there. But the audio is like some kind of third world country recording.
Uh-huh.
As though it's like from what I could make out of it.
Like a voiceover dub or something.
Yeah, it wasn't a dub or a subtitle thing. It was like a completely separate audio tape. So some troll uploaded the Red Pill documentary footage on Showbox with audio from like a war zone.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah, it sounds like Iraq, Iran, all that area, the Saudi. And then there's parts of it where it sounds like some guy is beating up a woman.
Oh, God.
So I think that what they were trying to do is, like, upload it to that so that the people that go watch it hear that and, oh, gosh, like, some kind of irony. Like, haha, we uploaded this to Showbox first and it's the only one uploaded.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I don't know, it's something. I think it was... a troll or whatever, but I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I want to watch it. My roommate watched it and said it was really good, showed us clips from it, and he said he didn't realize how much of a feminist he was before watching that.
Yeah.
And he never considered himself a feminist.
Yeah.
At all. And then that documentary made him seem like a feminist in his own eyes.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Like, you can't understand it because you're not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're not subjected to... what, like, the parameters that society has put up of what a woman consists of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, like, unless you... Like, I've been around girls my whole life. Like,
right.
All my siblings are pretty much... Well, I have a brother, but we weren't really ever close.
Because he's oldest.
Yeah, so there's just a big age gap.
Yeah.
And, he's introverted, I'm introverted, so we just never really...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I was always, like, super close with my sisters, so this stuff was always just, like, in my face all the time. So, yeah, but, I mean, yeah, it's interesting.
The one thing that I watched from the documentary that kind of was really cool to me, I didn't look up the actual statistics, so, aha, go kill yourself, Ian. You're not spouting truth, you're spouting lies. But the one thing I found interesting, and I would want to research it a little bit more, and I feel like it's pretty accurate, treated on equal ground, but at the same time it's not. So, you know how breast cancer awareness and all that stuff is a huge deal, right?
Yeah. It's
massive. There's the pink ribbons and the breast cancer awareness month or day, or I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, where's the prostate awareness? Prostate cancer awareness. Huh?
Because guys are more...
Screw the guys. They have prostate cancer.
Equal cancer rights!
Exactly, right? But it's treated on a completely separate level.
I think it's because guys are, like, more, like, sensitive about their testes. So, like, losing a testicle
testicular cancer. Prostate cancer.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, just thinking about it in a cultural sense, right?
Yeah.
There's tons of organizations raising funds for breast cancer awareness,
yeah.
And we gotta save, like, help these people.
Everybody loves boobs, man.
I know, right? We gotta save the boobs. But the second a man gets prostate cancer, he's practically put on his own insurance and said, okay, handle it yourself. Like, there's no help.
Yeah.
That guy, yeah. And from what I could tell in the documentary, they were saying that it's just as common as breast cancer, if not more common. Which,
yeah.
I don't know necessarily which form of cancer is more common than the other.
Well, and is it more life-threatening?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like,
well, I mean, any cancer can be, right?
Yeah,
once it spreads. Yeah.
It depends on any of it.
What's the benign and what's the...
I'm a tumor. I don't know. Benign
but,
and
like,
something.
Once it starts moving, there's like a word for it.
Yeah, I'm not good with cancer. I mean, I don't... I know people that have had cancer in my family, but I just don't pay attention to, like, the terminology.
Yeah. Isn't stage 4, like... That's when it's, like, spreading to, like, everything.
I guess. I don't know. I've just heard of stages of cancer, and I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get cancer myself, and that's when I'll learn about it.
I'm so terrified of cancer, man.
Yeah, once I get cancer myself, that's when I'll learn about
it. That's why I don't want to
learn about it, because
it'll just freak me out and make me stay up at night and be like, oh, fuck, what's this?
I have it. I have cancer.
Yeah.
I have prostate cancer.
I probably won't be making that joke anymore. My grandpa had prostate cancer. My dad had his gallbladder removed, but it wasn't for cancer. It was just because it was irritating.
Defective,
yeah. And my sister has thyroid issues, not cancer. Not thyroid cancer. She just has thyroid problems.
Yeah.
My mom has thyroid problems. My aunt and my uncle had cancer on my mom's side.
But they beat it.
Nice. I can't remember what form of cancer my uncle had. My aunt did have breast cancer. My grandma had Hodgkin's or something with her heart. I think it was Hodgkin's. I don't know. Can't remember. Something with her heart. She beat it. But from what I can tell, the only thing from my dad's side of the family that really scares me health-wise is my grandpa had prostate cancer. My dad didn't take care of his gallbladder and maybe his kidneys or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I have coming from my dad's side of the family. But from my mom's side of the family, I'm very frightened of what I might have inherited.
Yeah.
Because of my grandma, my uncle, my aunt, my mom, and my sister. I had my blood stuff ran a while back. And I don't have any thyroid problems. I don't have any problems that they could see from the generic blood tests.
That being said, things don't usually set into, like, 40s.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I got another 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, less than that.
Yeah.
Quarter life crisis.
I want it.
I want to be special.
I want to buy expensive stuff that I don't need.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay all the medical
splurge.
Bills.
Quit my job and then apply the next week again. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was like, it was so... I knew I always wanted kids, but, like, part of me was, like, it would kind of be unethical to have kids. Just because, like, both sides of my family is just riddled with
stuff,
just like depression, anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and just mostly just like mental disorders.
And my mom mentioned that to me.
If I have kids, like, it's kind of unethical because it's like really likely that they'll develop something like that. But I don't feel that like as bad about it, just because I feel like we've come so far now. Like we have more of a grasp
to solve
on
it.
We still don't really understand it fully, but there's like it's more societally accepted that like 18 to 37 year olds, like 75% of them or something crazy, don't get through that period of life.
I feel like I think everybody has something to some form or degree.
Yeah.
Everybody has stress, anxiety, depression. It's all there. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. And now there's more of a focus on therapy, which I think is awesome. So it's like, it's not, like the thing that's always bugged me is medication. That's always been something that's like, I've really never taken medications.
I'm not into it.
Any like painkillers, sleeping aids, anything. I don't like taking pills. I just don't like popping pills.
My mom was trying to tell me the other day that medication like that for depression and stuff is practically the same thing as an eye prescription. And I'm like, I still don't classify those as the same thing.
Yeah.
I think that an eye
prescription, you're not adding chemicals to your body.
No, an eye prescription is changing the focal point of my eye.
Yeah.
That's all it's doing.
Yeah.
But I'm introducing stuff into my brain that, or my body.
Yeah. Well, that's attached to your brain. I mean, there's neurons in your stomach.
Don't classify those as the same thing, Mom.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
But no, to her it's the same. Yeah. She's like, in order for you to function, you need to take this medication and just think of it as like an eye prescription. It's the same thing.
The thing is, though, like it's always seemed like a balance. Like it helps something, but then you have side effects.
Exactly.
You know, so it's always like, I don't know. I think they're very beneficial for some people. But there's always been something about it.
I just like to think of them as temporary, a stepping point.
Yeah.
Like step off of them, or on and then off.
Right.
You need them for a period of time, not for your life. If you, I'm very afraid that that's something that would happen, just lifelong.
Yeah.
I mean, for my sister, she has to have lifelong thyroid hormone leveling stuff. Yeah. That makes sense, though. Or if somebody that has, like, what's the hemophobia or whatever? I don't know. The one where their blood doesn't really clot very well. And
sickle cell anemia?
Yeah, stuff like that that you need medication for your life.
Well,
that makes sense.
Sickle cell.
Sometimes. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, hemophilic or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But those kind of situations, glasses, I don't know, maybe you need oxygen or something.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, lifelong stuff like that is, I still don't trust it 100%.
Yeah.
Like, mental stuff.
Yeah.
I would not want to be on something my entire life for that.
Yeah.
Which would be very
frightening. Like, there's an astounding number of people who, like, mass shooters, like, 70% or more of them are on SSRIs.
Probably.
And antipsychotic medication.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it.
That's kind of alarming.
There has to be some kind of correlation.
Anti-dissociative, because you can't do that. Like, a normal person can't shoot up a school, you know? Like a zombie to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't want to bash on medications or, like, shame people that are on them. I know, me neither.
Because I recognize that my family has to be on them.
Yeah.
I've had to be on them sometimes.
Yeah.
Everybody has their times of it.
Yeah.
The one thing that really sucks, though, is the dependence that the public has put on opioids and stuff. It's just way overprescribed.
Yeah.
Definitely out there.
And I think,
they're complaining about the legalization of marijuana and all that such.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't have that, but throw me some Lortab.
Right.
I'll pop like 5 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot more harmful.
And alcohol's fine, even though it destroys your liver.
Exactly. I remember that one very well because that was my English.
Big paper. Yeah.
It's supposed to be 20 pages, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
I didn't write 20 pages. I know I didn't. I wrote 15.
Yeah.
And I still got like a B.
Oh, you got a B?
Yeah.
I got a B plus. That doesn't make me feel too bad, though.
I don't know what it was specifically. B minus, B plus. I don't remember.
I thought she was just being hard on me because she was like Molly Mormon.
She was weird.
Mine was about like
she was
atheism
weird.
Versus religion. So I thought that she was like biased. But
yeah. I remember it was me, you, and I think Brandon was in that class.
Chase was
and a few other people. Yeah, was Chase?
Yeah,
he was
in that class.
Where
yeah.
did he sit? Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think he did a paper on opioids.
I hope he
Man,
did.
Man, he was ahead of the curve on that one.
Oh, I hope he did. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm
we should
sure
talk
he did.
To him about that.
I think he did.
I bet
yeah.
he did. I think he did too, because he was
yeah.
mentioning that, saying something about there was a high correlation of women in the state of Utah, women who have families, or stay-at-home moms,
right.
that were addicted to either opioids or cocaine or something that they would reach out for.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
that they needed to escape with.
Right.
I think I remember him saying that.
Yeah, it was either like, I think it either had to do with opioids and like meth or something, but I think it was basically just on opioids.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah.
He's got
yeah,
it.
I just, yeah.
He's got it in the bag.
Yeah.
He threw a dart and it
was on it.
He was on it.
Yeah. Like Blue Bonnet. Goddamn
Chess.
Ad companies.
I need you to podcast.
Yeah. The original, the OG Goat Lord.
Yeah, no kidding. He
yeah.
is. Yeah, he started that.
Yeah.
For sure.
William and Trevor.
I wonder what Trevor's up to.
I don't know. I kind of feel like there's always been like a thing between me and him.
Like a bad thing or a
yeah,
good thing?
Like a, I don't know.
Contention?
Well, like the first time I went over there was like the first date I had with Michaela.
Which one?
Way back when. The one that lived in Germany.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, he was like trying to like come on to her, but then like I ended up winning because I like made out with her on the car ride home.
Oh, okay, because
well,
she was friends
like,
with Talia, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I don't know, just like, it's just like this weird like one-up nature between the two of us, but I like, I don't want any part of that. That's,
you're
like,
not competitive.
So not me, not at
you're
all.
You're not a peacock.
No, uh-uh.
You're no peacock.
I don't know,
it's called peacocking.
Like, and he's like such a cool, laid back dude.
I like
so
him.
It's always confused me. Like, just that, like, it's like tension between us, but I never understood it. It was weird.
I feel like he understood where I was coming from when I said that, you know, I, like, I don't know, like, Chase came to the conclusion that there is no higher power, there's no nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the way I was able to explain it to Trevor, he's like, I could see that being.
Yeah.
Viable.
He's yeah.
That there's
yeah.
some kind of organizer to the universe because it's kind of in an organized state.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
at the same time, he was like, "Yeah, I could see that." He would kind of play into my stuff a little bit. So he's very open-minded.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good at debate too, though.
Yeah.
Like he can,
yeah. Oh yeah. He got me trapped a couple times.
Yeah. yeah.
For sure. But I think Chase just puts it on. He's like, "No, those people are stupid."
Yeah.
He just like
dismisses it.
Yeah, dismisses it yeah. immediately, which
yeah.
is totally fine because everybody
yeah,
has
yeah,
that.
He can do whatever.
I dismiss people on we dismiss people on pronouns. That's stupid.
Yeah.
They're dumb.
I'm not a fucking self-fan.
But yeah, you know, it's just it's awesome.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've always like looked up to Trevor. Like he was like
he was the cool older
never,
brother of Chase.
And, like,
that
I was never close with my older brother, so I kind of wanted somebody to, like, play that
I
role.
Didn't have any older siblings,
yeah.
so, like, I could go to my cousins who are older than me, or, like, Trevor and
yeah.
other people that I could latch
yeah.
on to.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I read into things way too much anyway. Like,
yeah, maybe you were just
yeah.
paranoid. You're
yeah.
Like,
oh, notice me, senpai. Yeah.
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 I think I sent him a Facebook message, like, when I got back from Mexico. I was like, hey, Trevor, what's up?
Yeah.
And, like, I never got a response. So if he listens to this, hats off to you, Trevor.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny, though. And I actually did get through to Chase when I got back. I said, hey, we should go hiking or biking. He's like, oh, yeah, totally cool.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going to Logan, and it was just, like, the distance was, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But that's that. Cat in the Hat. What the fuck? Oh, I think we should end on that. We should go really check our reality check.
What was that? I have to see what time that was. That was freaky, man. We're not even in an hour.
No way! Like
50 minutes.
How do we end on that?
We gotta keep going.
How do we keep going after that?
How do we top that? That was freaky shit.
That's that. Cat in the Hat.
That's like not even an established joke between us.
Sometimes we like just do the rhyme.
Yeah.
But like not at the same time ever.
The same thing.
Yeah, never at the same time. It'll be like I say something and then you rhyme it. Or you say something and then I rhyme it. But never both of us.
That was weird, man.
That should be clipped and like put into like its own Poddington Bear intro.
Yeah, I think I should reboot it. Get some new music on.
I feel like you should go through as well. And you know that bleep, whenever you swear, it's like, bleep! Like, whenever you want to bleep out, like, the Jew joke, or, like, names of people we've said, like, Talia, or Michaela, or anybody, or Trevor,
yeah.
Just bleep!
Yeah.
Just like we're swearing or something. I mean, that would take time to edit, but it'd be kind of funny. Just for little pieces.
I hate censorship, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know, that's the fun.
Always
I feel like it's only fun when it's a joke.
Yeah. Sarcastic bleeps.
Yeah, like, just go through it and bleep out, like, a whole section of whatever the freak we want. Just bleep everything.
Yeah.
Bleep for, like, a minute. People are like, what the freak is going on? This is new. Yeah.
Government messages. Activating sleeper cell agents.
I should just get, like, the thing on my phone, if I can look up the censorship bleep.
Yeah, I still have a soundboard, but I don't know. I need to clip more sounds. I don't really use it, though. Like, it's... Soundboard is so, like, news, or not news, but, like, radio,
mm-hmm.
DJ.
That reminds me, too. I need to get ringtones on this and the stuff I had downloaded on,
yeah.
Like, sound bits. There was one that I had from Dota that was
Oh, pick.
That's I want to get that one. No, it was a different one. It was like a... It was like
the,
you were squeeze...
drums.
Like a squeeze
thing. What does that?
I don't know either, but I pulled it off of my computer, my old computer, when I was updating it. And it was in those same files of Rampage, Onage, and it was all that, those files. And I saw this one that said Squee, and I'm like, Squee? Like, what the heck? And I clicked on it, and it was like, Squee! You know, like that. Like a dog toy.
Weird.
So I had that on my phone, and for a while it was my text message thing. You would hear my phone go, Squee! Like when I got a text message.
Weird. Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know what it was used for. If it was, the original Dota or Dota 2?
Huh. Weird.
Or it was probably an expansion add-on thing, you know, how people add their own courier, their own voice person or whatever. Like, customize.
Yeah, sound things. Steam Workshop is a pretty cool idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Steam does that. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I want to get a Dota announcer that's like Homer Simpson or something silly like that.
Don't they have like a Rick and Morty one?
They probably do.
I think they do. I wanted to get it, but it was like $5. Like, that's kind of...
Oh, I would only ever get them if they're like free or cheap.
99 cents.
Yeah, like the cent ones.
Yeah.
I don't have any...
just like voices.
Yeah, the only thing I have are skins for certain heroes.
Yeah.
I don't have any courier skins or ward skins. I don't have any of that. I just never bought them.
Yeah. Well, I like doing the trove things, and it's like a random, like there's five skins, and then like the two like rare things that you can get. That's how I got ward skins was from that.
That's how I got the Phantom Lancer one. That's really cool. He's like God beard, and it's just like his eyes are glowing and whatever.
He's got
that cool scepter. He's like, brr. And then I got a few other ones like that. I got a gyrocopter one of all of them. I was like, that was like the first one I got, and I'm like, really? Really? Are you kidding me? And then, now I've been tempted to play him, actually. I think maybe I should try him out.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. Whatever.
Gyrocopter.
Euro.
Freaking punk.
Eurocopter. Euros are... I want a Euro right now. Euros are yummy.
Euro. Jurge.
Isn't that what shawarma is?
Pretty much.
Is it the machine or is it the meat that's called shawarma?
You know, I've only ever had shawarma one time. It was after the Avengers movie when they made the shawarma joke.
Yeah,
and Adam Turner from UCAS, we were going to like some dance, and that was like our dinner idea, was to go get shawarma before the dance. So we were clear up in the middle of Salt Lake finding this shawarma shop.
Yeah.
And I only had it one time, and it was basically just a gyro.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just Greek food, basically. So yeah, so I don't. Like, I still don't know what it is.
Is it just like lamb prepared in a certain way?
I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I only had it one time.
Google it. I mean, it's at our fingertips.
Wait. Let me try my Google Assistant.
Oh, okay. You could use your
Poogle. Okay, Google.
Poogle Gixel.
Oh, I gotta unlock it first. Not recognizing? Okay, Google. What is shawarma? Shawarma, also spelled shawarma. Shawarma?
Schwarzenegger.
Whatever. It's spelled two different ways. Is a Levantine meat preparation where lamb, chicken, turkey, beef, veal, or mixed meats are placed on a spit.
Oh, okay.
And may be grilled for as long as a day.
So it's just the process of doing that. Okay.
So I guess it's a process.
So gyro is still shawarma, right?
Yeah. What about falafel? You remember falafel?
Yeah.
Etymology? What about gyro? Shawarma versus gyro? Yeah, so it's definitely in the same category.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Assistant, you're the bomb. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out.
Google.
The phone's cool, but it's only a phone.
Right.
It's not supposed to...
Even though it has the same processing powers.
A computer.
Freaking PCs nowadays.
This is probably better than my laptop.
Probably.
I kid you not.
Yeah. Mobile games are getting insane now.
I know. I've never been a fan of mobile games.
No, the controls are just too wonky. And
I've had emulators on my phone, but that's because I wanted to play old school games.
Already an established control scheme, so it's like not that bad. Mm-hmm. But it's still bad because it's a touch.
It's extremely hard to play an emulated game on an N64. Like, you have the N64 stuff on your screen, and it's like the
too
stick,
many buttons all over
and then
the
there's
place.
A, B, and then all the arrows, and that's
the
just
Z
like,
button.
It's a joke. It's a mess.
That would be messy.
But the A, B, four directional is good.
Yeah. Like Game Boy and NES, those are perfect.
Yeah, that's all I do.
There's just the D-pad and like two buttons.
Yeah, I had Pokemon games and like a few Zelda ones, like Ocarina and... No, Ocarina was N64, sorry. I meant Link to the Past.
How about Castlevania? Did you ever play that?
Oh my gosh. I never played it.
The original Dark Souls.
I've seen it played, and like I remember watching a rage quit of a guy who was playing
it. It's legit the original Dark Souls.
Yeah, because like, you get to the end of the game, quotation.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it like flips the castle upside down, and you play the whole level upside down again, like the whole map.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Fuck!" It's like halfway point, you know?
Yeah.
Kill me. I would never. I would kill myself.
So rewarding, though.
Have you played it?
It's great. Oh yeah.
A whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I beat it, but
there are a few games that I wasn't able to beat.
Yeah.
I was never able to beat Oracle of Ages, which is one of the.
Is that Zelda?
Zelda. Okay. It was Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons, and I had Ages. And the reason I couldn't beat it is because after you do the stupid Salamander Island place or whatever it is, I can't remember, you get to the Goron Mountain, and you're supposed to do these stupid little mini-games of, like, dancing. So you're supposed to time it right and hit A, B, A, A, B, and do it in the right order. And you're supposed to do it with a rhythm, and I could never get past that.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. That was like the one game that I was ready to like chuck my phone.
I hate games that incorporate like mini games into it. That's like not the legit gameplay.
The mini game for the stupid Liz Salamander people was you had to pick up meat and like throw it to the salamanders on each side. They were running down on the left and right of the screen.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to go to the middle, pick it up and throw it, pick it up and throw it, and hit all of them. All the ones that pass through. And if you miss one, you don't get your stupid strength bracelet back. So you can't progress the game.
Ugh.
And it's the same way with the Gorons. I can't remember what they stole from me or what item I needed to get from them, but I could not progress unless I beat their stupid dancing minigame.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I never beat Oracle of Ages because of that reason.
Was that a DS or a Game Boy?
It was a Game Boy Advance.
Oh, okay.
So I just was like, screw it. I beat the game. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just like Link to the Past. That's in my head. I'm just like, it's just like Link to the Past. Yeah. I don't care. I was always able to beat Link to the Past, but not that one.
Yeah.
Screw that game. That game sucks.
Yeah. I think the loss of the rent industry made game develop, like the quality of games went way down.
Yeah, probably.
Because it was a thing. When people rented games, they made games so much more difficult so that you couldn't beat it during the rent period. So you had to go buy the game.
Yep.
To finish it.
I remember the only specific one I can remember renting that I really loved, because I've rented games that I just don't remember.
Yeah.
The one I remember renting and wanting to finish was Ty the Tasmanian Tiger with the boomerangs. I bought it on Steam when I bought Shadow of War.
That's on Steam now?
Yeah. When I couldn't play Shadow of War, I played Ty the Tasmanian Tiger. The first one. Because the rest of them suck.
The second one was but it wasn't as like...
Yeah. I remember renting the second one and I was just like, I probably won't play this.
Yeah.
But the first one was good. And I played it recently and beat the whole thing, 100% completed it. And I was like, what do I do with my life now? It's like,
have you been?
I remember it being harder than it was. More of it was so easy this time through. I was just like, platforming, so easy.
Yeah.
But if I went to go play like Spyros and stuff, I think I could have fun Spyroing it up. Because I never, ever 100% completed Spyro, ever. I mean, I would beat the game, like beat the final boss, but I'd never 100% get all the gems, get all the dragons, and get all the eggs. Because there was Spyro 1, 2, and 3, right?
I think so.
Those are the only ones I would play.
I ever played the first one. It was like
the first one was you had to collect the dragon guys because they're all trapped in crystal, right?
Yeah.
The second one was Ripto's Rage. Ripto was like this weird guy, and you have to collect orbs.
Mm.
The third one was Enter the Dragon or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You had to collect little baby dragon eggs. And that one was fun, too. Those are the only Spyro games I will play because the rest of them suck.
Skylanders, man?
They turned him into Skylanders, and he sucked. They made Elijah Wood and David Spade voice actors for the game. They sucked. They actually did that. Do you know that? Spyro was Elijah Wood, Frodo, and the Drax, the dragonfly, was David Spade. David Spade, who is he? Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
What the F was that? How the crap do you make a game that bad? I mean, I can understand how it would be enjoyable.
Because they spent all their money paying the voice actors.
Probably. I don't doubt it. Because the gameplay is bad.
That's the worst shit.
The cutscenes, they're okay. I mean, they do some cheesy jokes and stuff, and David Spade thinks he's a lot funnier than he really is.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was given a script, and they were like, hey, you'd be really funny if you said this.
Not as bad as, what's-his-face? The guy that does AFV.
Oh,
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. I call him Bob Faggot.
Can't say that now. That's offensive, bro.
I'm sorry, I said it. Bleep it out. Bleepity bleep bleep bleep. I don't know if you'll end up doing that, but... Bob Faggot.
If you beg me to, I will.
Please. I'll find the sound bit for you, and I'll sit here with you until 10 doing it with you if we need to.
Please.
I'll start editing them myself. Yeah, I don't know how.
That's great.
I don't know how to get that to turn off. Is it just...
There's probably a setting for
my battery just lighten that up?
Yeah. There's got to be a setting for it, right?
I don't know if, like... Because I tried covering this up earlier, and, like, to see if it was light sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and nothing. Or I try hitting the power button, and it just doesn't...
Well, I think mine used to do that. There's got to be a setting. I'm pretty sure mine used to do that, and I changed it.
Find it.
It's like always face clock or something like that. I don't know.
I thought it would be in display.
It could be in general.
There is no general.
There's no general?
For a break. Oh, wait, you could get online, go to the general, and save some time.
It isn't... So is...
Oh, screen lock.
General is not only for veterans, right? Veterans is just USAA or something? Or the VA, Veteran Affairs?
You know, I don't know. General, I just know it's some auto insurance thing. Or is it all insurance?
That's misleading if they put a general there, because then that makes me think that it's only for, like, people who served. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know, man.
The frick!
Wait. Oy vey. The coffee's doing the counter thing. Put me to sleep. It's no bueno.
I give up.
I drink caffeine to wake up, not to go to bed. It's weird, man.
Oh my gosh. I found it.
You found it?
I think I did. We'll see. Oh!
Hey,
that's an hour.
That's an hour.
That's probably like 1:12 right now.
That was probably a pretty good way to end it.
Gotta put my frickin'
password is password.
Hour 7.
Your password is password.
Password 1, bro.
Now you people can hack him.
Yeah, remotely.
sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. That really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.